Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, welcome to the show that was founded on Kingdom Principles, a show that's designed to move you from where you are to where you want to be. It's a show that's packed full of people that will come on and answer that proverbial question, how did I get here? And of course, I've got my co-hosts, Niles and KJ, along for the ride. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Last week, right, we talked about a principle that really kind of hit home because we had a guest that showed us in all of his opulence how to live life or how to live life in an exceptional way. We talked about having God really as your focal point and making sure that you watch what you say, that you're not speaking words that will condemn what you've got going. Life and death really is in the power of your tongue. We suggested to our listeners and viewers that they would not only speak it, but begin to receive what they've already spoken. I like to say, receive the impossible. And so in that same vein, we're going to talk today's principle about why now, starting now, is so vital. And I'm really putting emphasis on the word vital because it's a sense of urgency that, yes, we know that at some point in time, coronavirus is going to be over as we know it now. The stays at home will be, you know, the safer at homes will be lifted and people will be embracing what is their new, their normal. So I started asking the question, what would happen if we were to get busy on some projects? What if we were to write those 30, 60, 90-day goals down and really see ourselves putting pen to paper and doing or becoming the work? So that's really it. What will your life look like once this is over? What are you going to be serving the world? Your gifts, and that's important because we don't want to waste time. I want personally everyone that tunes in, that looks at the show, that listens to the show, that kind of at us at Dr. Tanji Show, I want them to feel like, okay, they are really helping me to get to where I want to be, and that's just begin with the end in mind. Write your plan, write your vision. People will see it. You think? You know, that is a part of excellency, right? Writing that plan down and just moving in that vein of doing what you say that you're going to do. What do you think? Am I just far-fetched here, KJ, Niles? I mean,
I guess in a way. Yeah, it's kind of like a vision board. Like you're able to see it and visualize it consistently, you know. So you have to look on that every once in a while to remind yourself. But it also should be intrinsic as well. If you're serious about it, you're thinking about it constantly. Like if, like KJ, you're in the acting or whatever, you probably think about it consistently throughout the day. You actually care about it and you're actually passionate about it. It's not going to leave your mind. And if it doesn't leave your mind, then you're going to make sure that you have those reminders and those little notes to yourself to stay on track.
Of course. And the Bible does say, write the vision down, make a plan too. So
yes.
Like what Niles said, it's always on your mind, always on your mind. Like what else can I do to get better? What else can I do to launch my career or whatever your dream? I have like two vision boards. You can't really see them right now, but I have two vision boards. Front and back, I flip them over. I'm like, this is who I want to be, and this is where I want to go. So it's a constant reminder for me, like, okay, this is my plan.
For sure. I guess there will never be a perfect time. Yes. And, you know, you may continue to push yourself into further doubt and fear the longer you wait, you know, until the point where you become paralyzed. Like, I was there for a bit when it came to jumping to Cali, because I heard so much about how hard it is, right? Right. And I heard so much about how hard it is to make it in LA that I started making excuses, and I started pushing that date back, you know, to when it came to moving to California. I think I changed my flight probably about 5 times. luckily I had people who were like accountability partners and so on, because my one friend called me and she was like, hey, like, either you're gonna go or you're not. Like, if you push it back one more time, I'm gonna come and get you and put you on the plane. you know but now that I've been here, you know, almost a year, so I regret not coming sooner, you know. I mean, of course it's tough, but you're going to deal with that when it comes to anything that's worth fighting for and anything that's worth, you know, value. Aside from that, you know, your destiny is awaiting you. You know, all you have to do is say yes to it. And why continue to be dissatisfied and have that feeling in your heart because you aren't working towards your purpose? You know, fulfillment is a better feeling than fearing the unknown. Yes. You know, so why not start the day?
I'll add something to that. One thing that I always tell Tanji is that start now so you don't have to feel the pain later.
Absolutely.
It's always very important to, like, start now, because there's no time. Because in the beginning, your first script is going to be trash. Your first time you shot a basketball is going to be trash. The first time you acted, my first time I acted was trash compared to where I am now. The biggest thing is that you started.
Mm-hmm.
Will Smith said, I'm going to lay this breakdown perfectly, then eventually I'll have a wall. So you just lay that one brick, then eventually you will have your dream.
Absolutely.
And also, as they say, like, you don't have to be great to get started, but you have to get started in order to be great.
Absolutely. I agree. Yeah. You know, hearing you guys talk this thing out, and I know you personally, that you're doing what you say you're doing, it warms my heart, because coming from a whole other perspective, I could be coming as a mom, you know, or I could be coming as a businesswoman, but to see you guys as actors, as entertainers, as businessmen do this, man, I definitely buy the Kool-Aid. I drink it, because you guys are proof that it can be done. You're living your life right now.
We have to understand, it's not easy also.
No, it is, it's not.
Like, we can talk about this all we want. Like, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I'm like, just for me to get up, that is the challenge.
Come on, I say it all the time. Sure.
That is
absolutely.
Yeah. Also, I think in this industry, in industries that are hard to thrive in and get into in general, like, you have constant reminders when it comes to doubt and fear. And, you know, even when you tell people sometimes, like, you're an actor, you're not on the level of, like, Will Smith or, like, the A-listers yet. But, you know, a lot of the times they look at you with that side eye, like, are you, like, you know, really an actor or, you know, exactly, right? So it's like they don't take you seriously until they get your credits, until they look at your IMDb or whatever else. But, you know, that's why I think you continuously have to exercise your mind, your soul, and just your spirit in general, because that stuff can start to get into you. It can start to seep into you, because if you start to, like, listen to that stuff, you know, it can really have, you know, a detrimental impact on you.
For sure.
That's why, like, whenever people ask me that question, oh, what do you do for a living? Like, I'm an actor, I guess. Yeah. And so, like, I get so, like, discouraged, because I don't big name, I guess. So
yeah,
it's like you kind of second guess yourself before you answer the question. How can I twist it so it looks like I'm actually balling, you know? But yeah.
Why don't you just do what you have me do 15,000 times, you and Niall? See yourself as already having achieved that what you said you are. So when people ask you, you're already it. You're that. You are, you know, that doesn't define who you are. But it's just another aspect of what you do, who you are. You guys get onto me all the time. Get out of your head. So I'm telling you, even in that instance, get out of your head. You are an actor, you're an entertainer. That is who you are. You serve the world with your gifts.
Yeah. And also, one thing that I've learned to do, and this may sound a little weird, but it's not to take yourself so seriously at certain times and learn how to laugh and make light of, you know, any situation. And that's helped me out a lot. And also, to tell you the truth, I don't really read into what people say in
Thank
general.
You.
I don't
yes.
take things, you know, I don't take things for face value. I had to learn to get that to that point. Like, I'm there now. But that's not only a way, like, of how you protect yourself, but if you take in everything that, you know, is thrown at you and you receive it, you're going to have, like, tons of just baggage and things just weighing you down. And it's just working. And then once you realize that people are trying to figure out their lives and they're trying to get through this thing, too, without being found out, you know, because we don't want to be seen. You don't want to be vulnerable. We want everybody to think that we, you know, have it together. But once you understand that all of us are trying to figure out our life and situation, regardless of where we are, how much money we have, and so on, you won't take people as seriously, and you won't take yourself as seriously, because we're all working or trying to get to another point.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you said that, because I wrote something down here, and I just kind of want to juxtapose this, and I want to say, you know, where we are, because we've got a wonderful guest that's coming up, this guy, oh my God, I could go on and on, so I'll be quiet and let you see who is coming to the studio by way of what is this?
Zoom.
I wrote,
what if we were to take advantage instead of the opportunity for today? What would it look like if we were to take advantage in the opportunity? What if we were, and I know it looks like it's just semantics, but think about that thing. It changes your whole perception, doesn't it? It changes your mindset. Instead of taking advantage of anything or taking advantage of people or opportunities, you take advantage in the opportunity or in the being with that person so that you can get to, you know, that vital point in your life. What if we were to just change the way we've, you know, looked at things? I think it'll make a big difference.
Of course. I mean, perspective is everything.
Perspective.
And like I said, I feel like we run into that word every week, but it really matters. Yeah. Like your outlook, you know, how you view things, how you approach things.
Right.
For instance, you know, you either can be a glass half empty or a glass half full. It's totally up to you. And even if it's half empty, you better find some more juice to put in it.
Right.
You know?
Right. Thank you,
you have to have that kind of, you have to have that kind of mindset, though. Don't look at the situation as it is and just the negatives in the situation. And if there are so-called negatives, you better, you know, work on how you can augment that situation. Like a lot of us look at those negative things or those so-called barriers. And like I said, we become paralyzed and we act like those things are better or stronger than we are. Like all we have to do is walk towards them. And like you say all the time, it's like that big dog, you know, who's growling and barking at you, but it doesn't have any teeth. Like, based on image, yes, it can be, like, daunting. But at the end of the day, once you approach it, you're like, you know, this wasn't all that bad. I should have started sooner. Like I said, we're coming to L.A. Now I'm like, I should have came sooner.
Absolutely.
You know, because I'm looking at all the progress and how much I've been able to do in this short period of time.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, what if I was here for a year and a half? What if I was here for 2 years, you know?
But you're here now.
A different place. Exactly.
You're here now.
You have to understand, like, in every negative situation is always there's always a chance for a positive outcome.
For sure.
Yeah.
Always a positive outlook. You always have
Two
sides.
Absolutely. I love that. And I love this segment of our show where we get to say, it's almost like a truth or dare. You say one thing that's real and two that may not be real.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. One truth, two false. So we started this segment last week where we got to get to know us a little bit more.
Absolutely.
Niles actually came up with this game, One Truth, Two False. So we're each of us going to go through and share a little bit about us. Who wants to take the first step? Come on.
Well,
you know what? I have something a little special. So I'm going to let you guys go first.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. I am the mother of at least 10 children. At least 10 children. True. Is that a true or is that a false?
Well, list all, I don't know. Should we list all of them first? And then
let's list all of them first and then we
All right.
Yeah, because then when you get to the third one, we're already going to know which one the lie is and the truth and all that. So, yeah. Like, list them first.
I'll list them first. All right. Michelle, Jamal, Run, Ty, Harvey Quinn, Brandon, Maya, Christopher, Sharon, and Lucy.
All right, you just gave yourself away. it took you too long. Okay, so then tell the next two, and we're going to try to figure it out. Like, what's your next one?
Niles, go first. Niles, you can go first and just show her how the game works.
Okay, all right. You know what? You do it, KJ, because I want to do something a little different.
I bet.
Okay.
Okay. I wrecked my friend's car my freshman year of college. I can't swim. Mm-hmm. And I am... what's a good truth?
Wait. Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm saying that to throw you guys off. I read every Shakespeare book in middle school.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot of Shakespeare to read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wrecked my friend's car in freshman year. I can't swim. I've read every Shakespeare book.
Oh, come on. Are you serious?
Find it.
I love it.
I don't know, you never told me about an accident.
He's a swimmer. You didn't have an accident. And you did read all of Shakespeare.
Okay, that's Sanji's final answer. Niles?
I didn't know anything about the swimming, but you're a swimmer. What else? I think it's, Shakespeare's a lot, bro. I would have to go, but you're an actor. Dang, that's crazy. That's why I'm like really analyzing this. Because I'm like,
You got 5 seconds. Because we got
all right, Shakespeare.
So both of you guys say Shakespeare. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the lie was I wrecked my friend's car my freshman year of college.
Okay.
And I read every Shakespeare play in middle school. I can't swim. Okay.
Are you serious?
Yes. Niles is face.
Okay. All right. So here are my three. Okay. I am the last of 5 children. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to play 5 instruments. I have 5 toes on my right foot.
All right. You know how to play 5 instruments. You have 5 toes on your right foot. And what was the very first one?
The last of 5 children. 5
yes,
instruments.
The last of 5 children.
5 toes on my right foot.
You're not the last 6. Of 5.
I've met people who have 6 toes on their foot.
Oh, for sure. It's an anomaly, but it does happen.
I don't know why I'm thinking so hard about the last one he just said. 5 toes. Mm-hmm. I feel like you may have 4. yeah, I'm going with the truth is
okay.
5 toes.
Okay.
What you got, Dr. T?
I think it's the 5 toes, the 5 instruments he knows how to play, and then the last of 5 children.
No.
That could be true too. I don't know. Yes, it's
okay.
True.
Okay. All right. so I switched it up on you guys, and all of them are true.
I love it.
Last of 5 children. I play 5 instruments: piano, clarinet, trumpet, percussion, all the percussion, and then
clarinet too. Okay.
Yeah, and then cornet.
Yeah. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Nice. And I do have 5 toes on my right foot.
But of course. Thank you so much for sharing, Niles.
Yeah. I'm gonna send a picture next time. of the foot.
Absolutely. Please don't.
Because people tell me I have nice feet, especially for a man. Like almost every person I know.
Dr. Tanji, what's your one truth and two faults?
My one truth. I will say that I have 10 children. They are not biological, but they're mine all the same. And the falses are, I don't have really many falses. I don't know. I can't think of two falses. So I'll be better prepared next week to give you some falses.
Hold on. So did you say you had 10 children?
10 children. 10 children.
You said that was true?
Yes, that's true.
You see my face. I'm just like,
hold on. So when you say children, like adopted or that children of God, like what are you?
That was not the show. That's not how we play this game. You asked for the truth. I gave you my truth. And if I put labels on them, they're going to start feeling bad. You didn't have me. You didn't have children. How dare you, mom? So, nonetheless.
We're talking science here, but okay.
This truly is a show that was really designed to show a little bit about us and to ask that proverbial question to people that do come on the show. How did you get here? Because there are people that really are doing things in the marketplace that need to be celebrated. Yeah? And that's mm-hmm. what we do. We celebrate people right where they are.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And we feed people's souls so they can continue to move forward. Some people may feel like this is where I'm at and this might be where I end. But no,
right.
It ain't never over until the show is over. You better keep on moving your feet.
Oh, absolutely.
So you don't feel the heat. Absolutely. And if you feel the heat, then you might speak.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you may speak on something that you should not be speaking on. You really have mm-hmm. to be careful. And I can say this 1,000 times. Out of every hardship that I've had to encounter, one, I had to believe God was with me and that it was not the end. And two, I had to believe in me. And sometimes we forget that. You got to believe in yourself. You do.
Yeah. Like that's, I think that's the one time, that's the one thing people don't always talk about, because like the one piece of advice that you hear, you know, people, like for instance, if somebody's interviewing like a celebrity or someone who's well known, like, oh, there's one piece of advice that you have to tell people. It's like, always believe in yourself and never quit. And that's just like that's a generic answer. It's true.
Absolutely.
It's true. But then like that goes to speak to the times where you may not believe in yourself. You know, right. The times where you are, you know, you are feeling, you know, some doubt, you know, so let's speak on that, because here's the thing. If you stop believing in yourself for a few days, for a little while, that doesn't mean that, you know, you're not going to get to where you're going to get, or like things are just done for you. I think throughout that process, at least for me, I'm not sure if it's the same for you or KJ. Like sometimes you do lose that belief in yourself, but you get it back.
But you get it back.
You know, like absolutely. It may not be there throughout the whole situation, but.
Right.
You know,
yeah. Absolutely. I'm glad you made that point.
Truly need it. Like, all you have to do is do the work. Like, if you start moving your feet first, then everything else might follow.
Everything else.
Even if your confidence isn't where it's at, I mean, isn't where it needs to be, if you start moving towards that direction, you'll start to pick things up.
Right. I agree. Wholeheartedly. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that. And we need to hear from you. We'd love to hear your take on what are you doing now that you feel like needs to be showcased, or what are you having maybe a problem with? Let us walk through life with you. That is what we're here for. You know, follow us on at Dr. Tanji Show, and not just follow us, but engage with us. You know, I think that's the magic needs to be squashed. Follow me on. No, man. Let's do life together and be engaging with one another and the social media platforms at, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Dr. Tanji Show. And absolutely. We're doing life together. Mondays, we have this wonderful thing going now that on Mondays at 5:00, we have people that are either getting ready to do a business, that are doing their business, that just want to kind of see exactly what they can do to expand the knowledge base that they have. So
So talk to Tanji Monday, 5 p.m. on Facebook Live. And we're having fun with that. We are.
And that's 5 p.m. on the West Coast.
Yes.
And then 8 p.m. on the East Coast, because I'm still struggling with that every once in a while. Like, if somebody gives me a time back east, a lot of time I get it wrong because I'm still trying to transition.
Absolutely.
You know, there's a 3-hour difference for people.
Okay. Absolutely.
Okay.
It's time for trending topics to see what's going on in the world. All right. Mm. So I don't know if you guys heard about the extension of to stay at home in Los Angeles. I know we're not able to see each other, but Zoom is being able to force to see each other more frequently. So it's been extended for another 3 months. So we have a follow-up in July.
Yeah. That's good. That's really, really good. And I say that on a whole other kind of mindset there, but honestly, let the professionals that do the research, they've got the data, they have it backed up. Yes, we are praying people and we believe in God, but we're also here on this earth. We have to kind of abide by those laws too. I think it's perfect what they're doing. I was hoping that they would extend it for at least another 90 to 120 days. So when I saw that report, I'm thinking, perfect. Yes, it's uncomfortable, but it's worth it. We do not want to get out there, and God forbid we have another kind of situation where there are hot pockets, hot spots, and you have deaths that could have been avoided. So I get it.
And Los Angeles County has like the most cases, so the precautions.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I've noticed recently, like this past week, one, more people are out. So that means either people are starting to like, you know, relax about it or feel like it's over, but it's not. Like the cases are still continuing and they're still hitting highs. And aside from that, I went to a store the other day and I don't know how they got in, but there were like four people who weren't wearing masks.
Oh,
I'm like, wow. Like, because I know I've been to places where, you know, they will tell you like, hey, you can't come in like unless you have a mask. And they just were walking around like everything was all good. And I wanted to give them a demonstration on how to use the mask and how to put it on. You know, so I had to, I'm just like, man, let's do that. You know, like, it's not over, guys. Like, it's not just about yourself. It's about protecting other people as well. Don't be selfish.
Absolutely. Thank you for saying that. You know, people have gotten, unfortunately, killed and beaten for saying exactly what you're saying, but it is the truth. If you don't know about yourself, just think about, you know, someone else's
other people. You know, and just if you see somebody around you who's not wearing a mask, just give them a quick, like, you know, look like they're crazy. That's what I did when I saw
Now he's trying to sell the whole fight in Walmart. You don't need that.
What is wrong with you, sir? I had to turn my neck all the way around like a giraffe. I was like, this is not good.
The disclaimer is, do that at your own risk. He didn't tell me to do that.
Oh my lord. Okay.
Man, I am so excited for this next guest. Oh my god. You know, KJ, you and Niles, I don't know how you do it, but you do it so well. This guy hails from New York, has transplanted to Atlanta, Georgia, and he's taking the fashion world by storm. You know, when you can reinvent yourself and kind of see the big picture of a person just in the clothes that they wear, come on. You know, sometimes people call it magic. I call it operating in your gifts. And I am so grateful to have this gentleman. And I'll probably have to hire him for my own but it's none other than the great, the fantastic, the phenomenal Mr. David Anthony from David Anthony Image Consulting.
There we go. There we go.
Show, David.
Now come back.
Welcome.
Welcome
to the show, good man. Thank you for joining us.
For sure.
How are you?
How's everybody doing?
Oh, we're wonderful. Thank you. Thank you.
That top is fire. I mess with it.
Oh, you like it? You like that?
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Wonderful. If you could just feel the feel what I'm feeling over here, man. It's like being in a master class, and I get to sit with the teacher, and I'm the student of the hour. We are. We want to know that.
I've been listening in. Yeah, You guys been dropping some nuggets. So good.
Wonderful. So I'm just going to get right into it, all right?
Okay.
How do you go from having a dream and looking at your circumstances, right? And you know that there's more to what you see than what you're seeing. How do you go from there to here? And I know that's a broad question, but I'm going to focus on image consulting. I mean, you went from personal shopper you're a brand in and of itself. How do you go from there to be who you are and then offering that service to us?
It was a journey. It wasn't easy. You know, as you guys were talking about early on, my whole career, my whole life has been purpose driven. And it's been about being impactful in every season of my life. You know, God gives us many gifts, you know, that will ultimately make a multiple room of income for us to have. So I started off as a model. I ended up becoming a dancer. That dancing led me to become a stylist, which led me to, you know, become an image consultant. So, which led me to be able to want a ministry that I can touch on other people to help. You know, so my business has to be impactful. How I got to where I am is praying through purpose. You know, who I'm around is very important. You know, people who uplift you, who push you, who see past pitfalls, who will lift you up. You know, people who tell you the truth is founded in the foundation of my faith. And that's what's gotten me where I am today.
I love it. I absolutely love it. We were having a little bit of technical difficulty, but for the just of what you said, you had a fine foundation that really kind of catapulted you where you knew you were going, right?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And I believe you might have left a little something out there. You did say that you were a dancer, but you didn't mention who you danced for. MTV, all them things, you know? He was not only a dancer, right? You can go back and find this guy.
I danced on a nationally syndicated show called Club MTV for 2 years. I've toured, I've danced back up. You know, I've been in the industry for a while. And, you know, as I said, multiple gifts. And, you know, they made room for multiple streams of income in many different areas. So being an image consultant, I understand who you are when you come to me, depending on where you come from. So if you come to me as a model, as a dancer, as an actor, as an author, as a speaker, I understand because it's in the purpose of why we're called together.
Absolutely.
And because I've walked those roads before, I'm able to sit with you and say, okay, I can see it or I don't see it. You know, and as you know, I talk to a lot of people, I want to be impactful. You know, if I'm not making an impact in your life or you in mine, then what is our purpose? We have to stick to what our purpose is in each other's lives.
Absolutely. Wow. So you truly are the epitome of a person who lives a purposeful, driven life. So
yes,
thank you for that. I
love having purposeful relationships around me. What is the intended purpose for the relationship?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? That's highly important. We forget that. We get caught up in the hype of labels and cars and houses and, you know, people's bank accounts, you know, titles. But for me, I'm not caught up in any of that. I never have been. I have good friends around me who, you know, always check me, you know, to make sure that my focus is the focus. That, you know, whatever the thing it is that I'm in at the moment, that's what I'm focused on and not what the dollar amount attached to it is or what the glory or the shine could be from it. So, you know, definitely purpose-driven relationships.
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
I got a quick question for you. When you're on the path of purpose, there are a lot of pitfalls. What has helped you to stay on course?
Mm-hmm.
You strayed away for a period of time and what brought you back?
Good question.
In all honesty, yes, straying away, I believe, became a part of the journey when you're dealing with your human self. When you're dealing with your human self, you're going to stray away. What brings you back is when you come back to who you are spiritually. You know, so yes, I've had pitfalls, I've made mistakes, I've messed up, you know, but what I learned to not do is stay stuck in blame and shame and guilt. And, you know, when you know better, you do better. So, you know, prayer, again, you know, the people who are around you and taking responsibility for your own actions and being accountable for going forward. So, you know, like the song says, we fall down, but we do get back up. And we have to get back up, you know, we have to push on if we believe in our purpose. You know, do you believe in yourself and what you're called to do? You know, or are you listening to what other people are telling you to do? You know, that's a big difference, especially in Hollywood and when it comes to music and fashion. You know, a lot of people are always listening to what others are telling them and not quieting themselves enough to say, well, God, what are you telling me? You know what I mean? God, I need to listen to you. What is your direction? How are you ordering my steps? You know, so meditation has helped me a lot avoid some pitfalls and to see the pitfalls and to come out of pitfalls.
I love it. Yeah. Absolutely. You really are a disciplined man. Thank you. Seriously.
Thank you. Thank you. It's learned discipline. It wasn't easy.
Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. Niles, you were about to ask. I'm sorry. I'm just so excited for the gentleman to be here. So please.
Oh, no. I understand. I understand. That shirt is giving me energy, by the way.
Man. I'm is, like, it, is it? Okay. Believe it or not, the stylist was styled by somebody else.
Oh, okay. Hey, you always need that other person, like you said, to hold you accountable. It's a good start. It's a good start. I feel the energy. I was just going to add to what you were saying. And you mentioned something about, like, your soul. And, like, part of, like, staying focused on the journey is making sure that your soul is intact. And I feel that if your soul is intact, that means it's intact with God. You know, so that's like a direct connection. So when you say you come back home, and making sure that your soul is in the correct place, like that's everything. Yeah. You need to make sure that you are centered, you know. Because like you said, you might stray, you might go left and right. But if you have that core, that concrete foundation, you're good. It's great.
You're good.
Yes. Okay.
When you understand you are spirit, soul, mind, and body. When you understand that, you know, things begin to become different. You know what I mean? And, and it's all about what you are spending time in, who you are spending time with, what you're listening to, what you're watching, you know, a lot of it goes hand in hand, you know, so that soul carries a lot, you know, but when you have that strong foundation of faith, it really can help you. It really helps.
For sure. For sure. And I have one quick question for you. When did you know that image consulting, fashion was your thing? Like, when did you find out that it was your calling?
What's funny,
was it like a particular experience?
It was like an awakening, because, you know, I thought I was coming for Bobby Brown. Coming up in this industry, I was going to be a singer, I was going to dance, I was going to come for him, I'm taking your crown. And every time I would get to that point, there was a new direction that came. And so when it came to image consulting, I grew up around fashion. Everybody around me, my mother, my aunts, my fathers, my grandfathers, grandmothers, everybody was fashionably dressed. So fashion was in my DNA. And I began to start, as I gravitated in the industry, looking and paying attention to, well, this would look better this way, or that would look better that way, or what is the purpose for this? Because each of us have a different purpose, and each purpose has a different style identity. And I realized I started becoming gravitated to people who needed that help. People started reaching out to me. You know, I was in corporate America, sitting at my cubicle. Two guys came up to me and said, hey, I need your help. And that's how I got started.
Are you serious?
You know, so that's crazy. Got started that way by people seeing it before I saw it.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So that's why who's around you is important.
Explain style identity, because you don't hear that much.
God gave me that word in prayer one day, and David Anthony, my company used to be called New Visions International and New Visions by David. One morning, God had me I finished the whole course on social media marketing and branding. And after I finished the course, what I heard in my spirit was, who is David Anthony and what else is David Anthony see? And I sat down at the table and started writing. And what came out was David Anthony, I see image consulting. And what I see is your style identity. What that means is you as an actor now have a different stock this guy. You know, your identities are inside of your purpose. So when we sit together in a meeting and bring everybody else around you, because your gifts, talents, and abilities are separate and apart from those that are around you. So, you know, your style identity is different. You know, no one has the same style identity as the other. You know, yours now can be bold. You might like pinstripes. You know, KJ might love color. You know, Dr. Scott, she may like to wear all black all the time. And so I'm called to work with what your style identity is for your brand. So your brand brings about your different style identity.
Gotcha.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff, because that's exactly what I was going to ask. Wow. So what is next? You know, what you've done so much, and you're doing so much, and you're having so much fun, and we're learning from you. We are, like I said, we're in the master class here. What's next for David Anthony?
Okay. What's next for David Anthony is to continue to grow in the direction of my purpose and my calling and my gifting. I have, you know, plans within God to be able to, you know, expand, you know, into, you know, buildings and territories and, you know, get more involved in moving. I don't want to lose my connection to the individual. You know, I'm very careful about attaching celebrityism to my brand, you know, so I want to keep my brand's focus. I want to be able to reach the mom, the dad, the lawyer, the doctor, you know,
everyone,
the college student, you know, and not just solely focused on the celebrity. Celebrities are good. They're great. They pay well, you know, but sometimes you get caught up in that and you lose focus on the people that you can reach. So I want to be able to continue to reach the people with my brand. That is what I'm focused on.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Wow.
So you're inclusive. Inclusivity.
Absolutely.
Inclusivity. Absolutely. Yes. Exactly. Yes. You said, Dr. Scott, engaging. Be engaging. I want to become more engaging to the public. You know, I want to be able to step out and be able to speak and, you know, do more public appearances and, you know, and like I said, touch on people. Philanthropy is a big part of what I want to do. I love giving back. I love, you know, giving back, especially to the youth. When I appear on a lot of these sets, it amazes me how many grown men and young men can't tie ties. You know what I mean? How many of them don't know how to wear, how to put tuck their shirt in, or, you know, the right socks to wear with an outfit. So I know it is purpose driven for me to be on a show, on TV shows and movies, not just as a background or extra or stand-in, but to also do wardrobe. Because people come up to me and go, hey, can you fix me? Hey, can you do this? So, you know, just to continue to pay attention to the path and my purpose.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, man. I just, wow. You got that wow factor. How can listeners stay in tune with you to keep up all things David Anthony?
Well, I'm going to use your language. Engage with me on social media. At David Anthony IC _ on Instagram. And all social media will lead you to my website, which is davidanthonyic.com. And, you know, let's see, you know, talk to me, you know, fly me to L.A. Let me come out, you know, style you guys, you know, let's get together, you know.
All right. We accept that challenge.
You accept it?
Hey, let's get through phase two of COVID. We got you out of phase three.
Exactly.
All right, very good. Thank you, sir, for being on the Dr. Tanji show.
You're welcome.
Wow. Oh, my God. I don't know about you guys, but unbelievable. Seriously, this guy is, he really is what we say, doing life together, because of the transparency, because of his ability to bring it home. Let us know that there'll be pitfalls. We get it, but don't quit, right? Whatever you do, do not quit. I got this little mantra that I say, I'm going to tie a knot in my faith, and I'm going to hold on tight. Sometimes I think my hands bleed because I'm holding on so tight. But on this particular show, this particular principle, why starting now is so vital, that right there, the gentleman told you, start right now. Get into your gifts. Serve your gifts. Serve us with your gifts. And he didn't have to do any kind of advertisement, because people started coming up to him. What are you holding on to that you're supposed to be serving us with? Mm-hmm. Sir, get ready.
That's, you know, that's key.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Your gifts really do make room, and they really bring you before great men. And that includes women. And don't worry about where the money's going to come from. I've started 7 businesses. I've gone broke 7 times. You can, if I am living witness that by the 8th time, I got it right. So, just don't quit. That's all I'm saying.
100%.
That's awesome.
100%.
Yeah, that's
what awesome. A wonderful show, guys. Thank you so very much for making this possible. Seriously, I don't take it lightly or for granted. And I know we've got a million things that are going on in our lives. But for you to take time out of your schedule, you're taking something that you don't even have control over, time. Nobody does. We all have the same 24 hours in a day. You took that time to be with us. Niles, KJ, thank you. And every listener and watcher now that we've got this Zoom thing going on, thank you so very much for allowing us to bring just a little piece of what we're doing to you Wednesdays this time.
Yep. Yeah. And now we all know different things about each other. You know, Tanji has 10 children. You know, KJ knows, you know, Shakespeare. You don't know Shakespeare? Okay. All right. And I have 5 toes on my right foot.
What?
Yeah.
Yep. Wow. Mm-hmm. Thank you, guys. I love you to the moon and the stars. Don't forget, keep up or stay in touch or stay in tune. How about that with us on all social medias at Dr. Tanji Show. Mondays, 5:00 Pacific Standard Time, talk to Tanji. We're more engaging now than we've ever been, and it looks like it's going to be a trend that we're going to continue, even after COVID. Yeah?
Yeah, we're taking it to keep on growing.
Yeah. Very good.
Let's do lots
until again. Next time. Bye.
You're listening to The Dr. Tanji Show with Dr. Tanji Scott, only